That's my family. Breaking it down for supporters. I remember reporting Spotify went up every quarter because I've been releasing and feeding them so many rhythms. I'm making them on the move cause I do what I does. Typically they contemplate about haters, but no, they can't. Ain't coming to waste time, to waste mine. But they talk about the squares, I can't grind them. No, not up in my circle, we stay grinding. Yeah, kicking them off with the rhythm. I'm knocking and shaking the equilibrium, but the hold up. Hold on, you love the way that we breaking and moving and taking the gate away. They rocking the party we on.
That boy next.
I'm making it easy with somebody. Bring me some water for the rapper, cause they looking thirsty.
Hola.
Hey.
We're back.
Ow.
It's Clean Ears.
Yes, this is Simone.
And this is Saritha.
So, how you doing, Saritha?
Whew. I'm good. I'm doing good, man. My joy is coming back. Which, you know, faked it till I made it.
Girl, that's how you gotta do it.
Yes, but I'm here. How about you?
I'm pretty good. Had a week off work. That's lovely. We told y'all how we feel about weekends. So I'm just like having weekends on weekends on weekends. And that's really awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm jelly.
Still sleepy, though. I don't know what's up with that.
No, I wouldn't have that problem.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm quite sleepy still.
Well, maybe some of this good news will help you wake up a little bit.
Ow.
Here we go. We got so much news, guys.
Yes, so much is happening. Get your dollars together because there are a lot of things going on and a lot of people touring. It's a wonderful time to be alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's start. Actually, I'm going to start with something that already came out, but I don't know if you guys are paying attention. So, Ruslan.
Yes.
We're obsessed with all things Dream Junkies.
Yes.
Individually and as a group. So, Ruslan, who we've already talked about so much, has debuted his album, Americana.
Yes.
It came out on September 30th. It's already getting so much great reviews. People are like, oh my gosh, so amazing. His best work to date.
Yes.
All over Twitter.
Goodness. Because first of all, he's going to give you raps on raps. I've already told you about this.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've told you about this so much, Simone has been banned from using Ruslan's songs for what's in your headphones for a few weeks by Saritha. I'm in trouble. But I love him.
Yes. He's so, so good. And we're hoping and praying that he comes at least close to Atlanta for touring.
Exactly. So he did mention a couple of cities. First of all, he has a podcast that's kind of dope, King's Dream Podcast, where he told us that he's coming to a couple of cities that he has a heart for. Sadly, Atlanta is not one of them. So you gotta pray for that. So since he's not coming to your city, if you're in Atlanta, then I would say look for the Charlotte show. There's going to be one in North Carolina. You know how we feel about Charlotte. We, you know, our second church home is there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a place to go this close to you, people in Atlanta, try for the Charlotte show. Hopefully it's not an old school night. You know what I'm saying?
Please, God, don't let it be on a school night.
Yes. And also another thing, a couple of people are a little salty because they're like, wait, I can't stream this and listen to it for free. Some people are mad at Ruslan because Americana is not available on Spotify or Apple Music. But as he has already told us shamelessly, hey, guys, buy it, though. So, yeah, if you have not listened to it yet, you've kind of just got to put some dollars on it and check it out. I promise y'all it's worth it, though. When anybody from the Dream Junkies drops something, you pull your wallets out.
We do this.
Yes.
We're buying this.
Put it in the budget.
Yes. All right, you got to put some more stuff in the budget, guys, because so much is happening.
Yes, another tour that is coming up that you definitely don't want to miss is Show Baraka and Propaganda. Now listen, it's going to be so like, it's one of those, like, when you hear those two names together, you know, like, some insane wisdom is going to be dropped. And I know that, you know, you just expect a lot of times when you hear somebody's going on tour, you expect just raps and fun and partying. But I promise you, like, Show Baraka and Prop are such men of godly wisdom. And I feel like it will be amazing, an amazing opportunity just to be in the room and soak up whatever it is that they give to you. I promise it would not be boring. So I'm sorry if I made it sound like you were, like, going to a classroom. But it's legit, like, you want to go.
Yes.
When is this, Aretha?
It is coming to Atlanta.
Hey.
November 3rd. But if you're in any of these other cities, they've already started the tour. So you got to get out there, check it out, get your tickets. These two are like so woke Christian. Like, come on. They will marry the political and Jesus in there, and they said it's not just like a lecture, it is a show. They're gonna have art in it. I can't miss this, guys. Especially it's right before the election. Some of us gotta get our minds right.
Man, listen.
This season's been woo.
Man, listen.
Not again.
On a lighter note, no pun intended. But maybe. Coming up at the end of the month on October 28th, we have Lit 2016.
Mm-mm.
Now, I have no idea what to expect. They've done an amazing job of not telling us anything. But the most important thing that we need to know are two things. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, it is free 99.
Free 99.
The budget loves that. Second thing, you have to, for free entry, you have to RSVP, but you also have to wear one glow-in-the-dark item. Children. I mean, listen, what's not to love about that? That's that legit, like, won me over. So, Lit 2016, we gonna light it up, we gonna have fun, we gonna praise God, and yeah.
Yeah, in case you guys haven't figured out, it's a party.
Oh, yes, it's a party.
It's a party, so you can come to have fun. You can enjoy yourself. Woosah. And it's a good Christian environment, so you won't worry about compromising anything.
Exactly. No A-shout. What's your name?
I hope not. Let's not do that. Come on now.
And we'll be going in the dark, guys. It's major.
Major.
Yeah.
Yeah, chains off writing free verses. Before I choose to pursue a path, I'ma take it to you on my knees first. Claim me praying till our knees hurt, but there's no change. How you grow without no pain? Slow pace like an old man in a slow lane. Lord, I'm waiting on you, I got no shame. Got a new start, constantly seeing my old ways coming back for me. Desperate need to be fixed, I'm just a broke man.
We have even more going on, guys. So one of my favorite artists, Xavier Omar, formerly known as Spazzy Rocket,
yes,
has a new album coming out on October 14th called The Everlasting Wave. It's going to be so wavy. I'm so excited.
It is so major.
Woo!
Another thing that is going on is our
giveaway!
Yes. For the entire month of October, if you go to our website, click review us, and leave a positive only review on iTunes, we will be doing a drawing for
2 Amazon gift cards.
So these are 2 giveaways. One person is not going to get 2 gift cards.
Yes.
Sorry to disappoint you. And remember, rate it, but not if you hate it.
This episode of Clean Ears features music by Cannon, Cologne, Ruslan, Dre Murray, Lecrae featuring KB, Tay Collier featuring J. Paul, Surf Gang, Dayton, Social Club, Alex Faith, Sango featuring Xavier Omar, and Blackstreet. Please visit www.cleanairshow.com for the full versions of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones.
Scholarship, you'd rather go to the club and blow all of it. I don't wanna judge, but you won't get your honor here. We don't get what you did on the gram. Boy, you aborted the mission, and I got this autograph. Haven't you noticed? Rappers, they flex on the place, so they come from, they brag and they eat. While we got no groceries, American dreams. Barely American, rarely do dream. Dad couldn't leave, ever since we, Mary Codeine. Start from the bottom and never do leave, jeez.
For us to give you a little bit of information, a little bit of meat for this day.
For these potatoes.
So we want to talk a little bit about church and why it's important. And then we talked about community, but this is a little bit different. So stay with us. We're going to pray us in real quick. Everybody ready? Let's go. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the people that you brought around us to make this body of Christ work. And we ask that you give us the knowledge, Lord, and the wisdom and the words to really express everything that you have called for us to be a part of. Pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So guys, as Saritha said, we are talking about the importance of church and going to church. And, you know, we always start with a dictionary definition of the thing that we're talking about just to make sure that everybody's kind of clear on what it is and what it ain't. So church is a place where we can come together to worship God, be encouraged, and learn from God's words for spiritual growth.
Mm. But there's so many things that can get in the way of us getting to church.
Exactly. Believe it or not, the world has some things to say about going to church.
Yeah, you'd think they wouldn't, but they do. And one of those things is something that we've all fallen to called the Bedside Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Some of y'all are faithful members
who have never crossed the threshold of that church.
As my sister likes to remind me, if I'm not ill or dying, I need to be taking myself to church. I think it's a great luxury for if you're traveling or if you're sick or something like that to catch it online. But, you know, going to church on TV or online is really for, again, people who cannot go. If you are able-bodied for Saturday activities,
mm-hmm.
be able-bodied for Sunday activities and get on out of bed.
Yes, 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 yes.
Another thing that we hear often is, oh, I believe in God, but I don't need people. Like, I can just be getting my word and moving on with my life.
And that's not how this works. We were definitely explaining even more so later on this conversation, but God has called us to be with other people. He never meant for us to do this by ourselves. So you don't have to do that. This self-made exile, it's not working. No man is an island.
Mm-mm. No man stands alone. Another thing, and this one's a little bit touchy, but some people have been through church hurt and they feel like, well, I've been hurt by the church, so I'm not going. And church hurt is very much a real thing. I've definitely dealt with it. And I feel like our church is amazing at giving people the heads up, like, hey, if your feelings have not yet been hurt, stick around.
Right.
We'll get to you.
Right.
And I say that because the church is full of imperfect people. We are all people here trying to do what God says, but everybody struggles. All have sinned and fall short. And it's important to remember that we shouldn't allow that to taint our church experience. Sometimes things happen, and as a result of those things, we may end up needing to switch churches depending on the nature of what took place. However, please, please deal with whatever church hurt it is. We understand it's a very real thing and we're not here to make light of it, but please understand that it's not a get out of church free ticket.
Right. I feel like we could definitely do a whole other episode on,
you know what?
Church hurt.
And guys, just because of this, we will not for the next one because 20 is our Q&A episode, but stick around. We will absolutely touch on church hurt.
Absolutely.
I agree.
And then there is another one, which we hear a lot, is that everybody in church is a hypocrite. So why do I have to be there? And we just said, no one is perfect. There are imperfect people in church. They're there for a reason. Hey, God is there. So that's why they're there. And yes, sometimes you will deal with people who say one thing and do another, and it's not ideal, and no one's saying that they're right in any way. But they should not stop you from being in the presence of God. I mean, no person should be in the way of that.
Because, I mean, I, for real though, like, we've all at some point done something hypocritical.
No, not again.
So, yeah. So, it's time to get to the good part, which is what God has to say about going to church, because it's pretty lit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's so many instances in the Old and New Testament, but we're going to keep it in the new for this one, where God is saying, hey, get around other people. Need you to stay together. So,
yes.
So one thing that he wants us to do as a community, as a church, as a body, is to meet together and encourage each other.
Yes. We hold each other up. I've said on many occasions that Saritha in court, keep me together and in line. I've also mentioned my sister and how she keeps me together. And I think it's important to come together, meet with other believers, and you can hold each other up.
It reminds me of Moses, actually, and how he was literally held up by Aaron, and Joshua kept his hands up in the air so that Israel could win the fight. And they literally held his arms up when he was tired. And that's what we're supposed to do. When one person is tired, you literally hold them up until they're able to stand for themselves. You're supposed to stand in the gap.
Absolutely. And the supporting scripture that we have for that comes from Hebrews 10:22-25. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Times are tough.
Ooh.
Times are tough, and it's so easy, especially now, it's so easy to twist the word, distort the word, misunderstand things, or feel like it's totally okay to not obey legit whole sections of the Bible. And it's important when we hang out with other believers and we meet together, then that's a great opportunity for some of the little doubts and little waverings, little swerves in our mind to be just handled and straightened out.
So much so. I feel like every time I'm with community, one thing I figure out or realize is that I am not alone in my issues. A lot of times when you're isolated and by yourself, you feel like you're the only person who's ever gone through this, or the only person who's ever felt this way, or the only person who's ever been hurt like this. And then when you get around community, everybody's like, yo, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Like, you get around people who can encourage you and show you that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There is better on the way. So you need to get around people.
Absolutely, because not only can they encourage you when things are bad, I think they also spur you on when things are good. You know, for me, same with Clean Ears, like being passionate about rap music, but just not wanting to listen to all that cussing and all that and certain kinds of content. It helped having people around me who were like, yeah, I listen to this person, I listen to that person. So we can help you with your walk, even on a positive side as well, where it's like, oh, you like this too? Like, I'm not wrong. Jesus doesn't hate rap music. Oh, my goodness. So go to church and get your playlist upgraded. How about that?
Ooh, yes. Another reason for us to come together, and this is just a few of many, guys, is to come together and meet each other's needs and the needs of the community.
Yes. This one makes me think of small group specifically, but small group is really like baby church, so it all relates. I think it's important to understand, you hear this all the time, you're blessed to be a blessing, and that's so true. It makes me think of serving in church, in that you're able to meet the needs of others and meet the needs of the group. And you know, when you go to a big church like we do, there are many, 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 many jobs to be done. And it's important to make yourself available to serve, because serving, I find, in any way that I've served, I feel like far greater than what I've done, I've just been blessed. Mm-hmm. I feel like it ministers to me in a way that it's a lot of times unrelated to the task I'm doing. But God will speak to me, God will show me things, and God will grow me. And I think it's important to meet together, come to church, and you can meet the needs of other people through serving.
Exactly. Scripture that comes to mind is from Acts, and everybody loves talking about Acts in the Acts church. Yeah. It's Acts 2:42-47. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Daily.
but they were a number. Like, they were together. And even when the early church had to break off into pieces, they were still in groups. No one was just like, oh, I'm holding it down by myself.
For real.
I'm the Church of Corinth. No, it's more than one person.
Ain't no small group that small. You tried.
Even God himself is a community. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We can get into the Trinity another time, but even he got three in one.
Exactly. And one thing I love about this verse is that there's so many different components of just what they got out of it. In addition to being able to witness these amazing signs and wonders, they're also coming together and selling their possessions. Now, thinking about it in a real life standpoint, if all of my friends decided to sell all of their possessions and be like, hey, girl, we're giving it all to the poor, I would need to see somebody do it for me to do it. Like, no joke. And I feel like, thinking about it in a very realistic setting, it's not everybody's holding hands like, yay, let's do this. I would probably be that girl in the back like, look, I'm going to do it last. But I feel like having that community there doing it and being that example also motivates you to do the same.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing that I get from that scripture. And I know that's me adding my own reason to it, but in a very realistic setting, I see where community is pulling you also toward helping and serving and giving to others and meeting each other's needs.
Jesus gave his life for me and he wrote, huh? How could I not want these people to know? See, they fucking keep putting pain on the name, so they can go rest in the flame of the chains, but they use the heart to stand up and say hallelujah all day.
This for the saints in the east, because they can retreat when they're being persecuted by these Satanist priests, but instead it's this faith that they preach. And this for the martyrs, thousands of Christians are slaughtered because they commit to the Father. They share the fate of Stephen for what they believe in, but these saints...
All right, another reason why we meet together at church is to serve. And I touched on that a little bit earlier. Saritha, first of all, is like the queen of serving. She gets it from her mom. We already discussed this in episode one. Serving, you know, as we said before, like, it's something that in any role that I've served in, I've been so blessed by it. And not just blessed in terms of, oh, God imparted wisdom to me, but I've grown a lot. And I feel like had I not been serving this entire time that I've been involved with my church, I don't think that I would have experienced the growth that I have. I don't think I would have had nearly as much revelation. And I honestly would not even be here doing this had it not been for me serving.
So true. I have been blessed to have the generational blessing of a servant's heart. I get that directly from my mom.
Directly.
Directly. Like, she put that right up in me. And we've always had the, we've always had the urge, but not just the urge, but the example of serving. My mom has been super faithful. Even when we were in California at our old church, she was always there. And yes, you're those kids who are at church multiple days a week, but that's because my mom was always serving. And I saw that she did it from her heart. She really just wanted to give God everything. And you can see the legacy that she has from that, from our old church, people who still call her mom. I have to share her
with everyone.
Everyone. Because she is always the person who's so warm and welcoming. She is allowing people into her life, into all of our lives. And so now I'm that same person who is always willing to serve. I will always go low and be willing to do something for someone else because I know that it's not for me. It's for them. It's for the glory of God. And then at the end of the day, he sees that and he is happy. He's excited for that. And when you do that in the group of others, when it's not just one person, but you have a whole team, you have a whole church that loves to serve and you're serving your community, you can be a light to them that they have never seen before.
Absolutely. The supporting scripture that we have for that is found in Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Yes. But the whole thing about it is that we all have different positions. We all got different places to be in. If you feel like the only way that you're going to be in church is if you're on the platform, that ain't it. We all have different things that we're going to do in the body. And so let's just be excited about being a part of the body instead of having to have a leadership role or be in the spotlight. And then God can use you so much more.
Absolutely. I second that completely.
Now, another thing that we do as a community in the church, this is something that directly happens that we all realize happens at church, is that we come together and learn, aka you sit down and you listen to the sermon.
Yes, you learn about the principles, you learn about the different stories and just the examples of God's goodness and God's glory. You learn about who God is, what he has to say, how it's still relevant, why we should obey him. And my favorite part, you get to hear about heaven and just the wonderfulness that will be when we store up heavenly treasures.
I think it's so important that we realize that there's definitely different levels to the learning aspect. Now, there is your big service, your Sunday or Saturday or whenever you go service, where it's just the preacher on the platform and you learning. And then there's the small group setting or a Bible study setting where you get to have a little bit more conversation and dig a little bit deeper into what that means to you. I mean, we have to realize that there's not just one way. And even in the Bible, there's more than one instance of people having, okay, there's Sermon on the Mount, and then there's actual conversations, and then there's times people got together outside of Jesus, and you're like, did you understand this? Not understand. Go talk to Jesus about it. Cool. Like, you got to have all of those ways for us to dig deeper into the Word. Like, it's very hard by yourself.
Absolutely.
To get all the understanding, because in your own mind, we get confused so easily.
Exactly. And also, you can get misled in the sense that if I feel like, okay, this is the way to do something, then I can just decide, okay, that's cool, that sounds good, moving right along. And one of the main things is that I've heard a lot of debate about is tithing on your gross versus your net. And that was one of those things I remember specifically in one small group after dark session. It may have been the first, if not, it was one of the first, where we legit were sitting around, and it's like getting late at night, and we're sitting around talking about, so if somebody gets you a gift card for your birthday, do you tithe on the gift card? And I really had a moment of how heaven was pleased about that. And I learned so much from that conversation, because it was the first time I was ever involved in the conversation, first of all, where you got these young women who are really talking about whether or not they need to tithe on their gift cards for their birthday. Like, that's kind of a big deal. And it taught me that when I'm in settings like this, especially with people who are more seasoned in the faith than I am, then I can learn a lot just being in the room and being present for those conversations. But that's the key. I gotta be there.
Major key alert.
Oh, so it's like if I'm not even around to be privy to the conversation, then I miss the knowledge. And that knowledge is something that could make sure that I'm walking in obedience, as opposed to me walking in my own wisdom, which defeats the entire purpose of this whole faith thing.
Bo show. So if you don't get anything else, go to church.
Man, for real. Not just when you're scared, like they say in the rap songs, but like in real life, like all the time.
It shouldn't take a national disaster. It shouldn't take an act of God. It shouldn't take your grandma having to like plead for you for Mother's Day or Christmas or something for you to come into the building. Like, if you love Jesus, if you like Jesus, if you want to get to know Jesus, if this is the first time you're hearing about Jesus, you may want to go to church.
Yes, and for like the newbies, guys, I understand that if you are like fresh about the world, or sometimes even still in the world, you may feel like you're coming to church to be judged. You may feel convicted about certain things, and so you decide not to go just to not deal with that. And I feel like I went through that, first of all, where I'd just be like, based on my Saturday, the level of holiness of my Saturday, I may or may not make it up in there on Sunday. And I just say that to say, if you feel like you should go, go. If you're feeling convicted or feeling like you may be judged, go anyway. What do you have to lose? Because let's be honest, nobody's going to pull up on you and just be like, ooh, you just look like you were partying last night, or where you been, or whatever. If you can just get past that initial hurdle of going one time, I promise you the Holy Spirit will be like, get up! And you don't even have to worry about those feelings again, because then by then Jesus will be like, come on back, girl. You good. Or come on back, sir. however he talks to my men.
I don't know. Without boy? I don't know. How does Jesus talk to you?
Well, me? I don't know.
Bruh,
that might be it.
Come to church, bruh.
But yeah, I feel like when in doubt, if you have the inkling, come through.
Yeah, go to church, man. It's good. It's good over here. Find a good church. I mean, there's a lot of places, especially now that you can stream first. Like, this sounds like the place for me. Go.
And I promise you, the spirit moves so much differently when you're in the building. Sometimes I'll be trying to catch a feeling of what's in a room, like, from a distance through the screen, through the magic of YouTube. But even in all its HD quality, it's not the same. Not to say that I can't still feel the presence of the Lord, but sometimes you just got to be in the room.
Hello, he says, when two or three are gathered together,
he is there.
You by yourself is not two or three.
You ain't the Trinity.
You got to get in the building.
And don't hit me with that me, myself, and I. That don't count.
No. Schizophrenic. Let's move on.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So on that note, let's go ahead and pray it out. Lord, we thank you for the church that you have brought on this earth. We thank you for the people who still come together and those whose hearts are starting to really feel the need to go to church, Lord. And we're praying right now that you work on those hard hearts that are still wrestling with the concept of church, Lord. Help them figure out that's where you are. And so they need to be in that building. We pray this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We've been on a mission. Woo. Man, we going fishing. Woo. And if they talking racing, quit the competition. Bro, what's this division? Yeah. I feel something missing. Lately, y'all been tripping. You and I too wide, running with a pride. Both the opposition. Bet I go and get it, yeah.
Everybody running mad, but who gon' get it?
Who gon' get it?
Ain't nobody gonna get it, let me get it. If I ever said it, better know I did it. Take that to the bank, take that to the bank, yeah.
We're currently about to play a game that as well, you know what? I think this happened the last time we played this. We're playing Cards Against Spirituality. And I think the last time that we played this, I was like, guys, I'm fumbling my way through this. And then I found it. So we are also doing that. I feel like we know how to play, but we only know once we're playing. Basically. It's like legit riding a bike or something. Mm-hmm. So Cards Against Spirituality is happening right now. And there's going to be a card with a scenario. Oh, I remember.
Right.
Okay. There's going to be a card with a scenario. And then what we're going to do is we have song titles and cards in our hands. And what we're going to do is respond to the scenario with the song title that is the most fitting. Oh, my gosh. I did it. Proud day for me.
Yay.
All right. So let's get it. First scenario is...
On weekends, you can usually find me at...
Oh. That could have gone very left and not saved.
Okay, I'll go with this one.
You can find me at... might just make it not saved. Okay, I'm ready.
One, two, three. Drop it.
So Saritha can be found at David's Roof, which sounds like a fun and safe place to be. And Simone can be found at Blackmail because apparently she needs prayer.
That's true, though.
This is true.
I'm going to give you that point because of the truthfulness.
Ow. But I'm in a courtship, guys. Okay, next.
Right.
I just didn't want it to be like Simone's going to the men's club.
What?
Okay. If there was a quote for my life, it would be.
Got it.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I feel like I'm ready.
Ready? Yes. One, two, three.
Shoot.
That is 4, 5, 6, 7. Girl,
looking,
put it down.
I'm sorry. I wasn't looking. I didn't look at yours. Oh. Okay, Saritha got that one. For Saritha, she put, if there was a quote for my life, it would be summer out in Cali.
West coasting.
All day. Mine was chapter 29. It is real life, but Saritha sounds way cooler. So we're going to give her that one. Next scenario.
My favorite hobby is...
Man, y'all don't even know how I get
I got
down.
It. One, two, three. Bam.
Okay. Simone's favorite hobby is butterfly stance. It's what I do.
Right.
When
gangster.
I'm doing what I do. Saritha's favorite hobby is
watch the stove. Because I'm hungry. I be eating on a daily.
Hey, listen, man. Can't just be eating them snacks. We bought them snacks, but we also bought the meals. I don't know who gets that one.
Oh, Saritha gets it as per the judge.
I'm offended.
Judge. All right, next is the best place to sleep is.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't have anything.
I don't.
Wait.
I have to because they're both not fitting.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. This is not good.
Both of us look whack. Okay. The best place to sleep is Occupy Mondays for Saritha. And 10,000 leagues for...
10,000 leagues out of the sea. I'm getting that super deep sleep.
You know what? You know
give me
what?
The point for the wordplay.
I'm going to give you the point for the wordplay because I don't know.
Jesus did it.
Okay. Right. Last one. When Elijah fled from Jezebel, he ran to... Oh, I got it. 1, 2, 3. Bam. Super Dave.
Super Dave.
Ran to Angels. Dude, they're both good.
No, I feel like you won with Super Dave because Super Dave could probably save him.
Angels can save him!
Whoa. Still not saved, apparently.
Okay, look. This got to be done by the people because it's too right.
All right. So let me ask you this.
Right.
All right, if something happens, you know, I feel like it does need to be done by the people. Y'all need to let us know. If y'all were going through some stuff, who would y'all rely on to save y'all?
No. Not like that. Because y'all super saved. You can be like, Jesus, the angels of heaven. Nah. Let's do it like this. Which was the best answer for this situation? Okay? For Cards Against Spirituality. For this, is it Super Dave or angels? We're going to put a post up on the IG and on Twitter. And I'm going to make a Facebook survey. How about that? We're going to make it real. And we're going to see which one of us wins. And we'll decide.
Oh my gosh, that's a tiebreaker.
It really is a tiebreaker.
Shoot. And that will determine who won the game. Now guys, listen. Y'all know I do not lose well. So y'all need to go ahead and come through.
I'm just saying though. Y'all know what it is.
Vote please.
Blood. Blood diamonds on the cross. I can't ask for much. Leather stripes on the back, and it pierces guts. I got a lion on my shoulder, so they call me nuts. King, Jaja.
Now it's time for our favorite segment, What's in Your Headphones?
I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry.
This be all right. What's in Your Headphones is where we tell you what music we are loving and why.
Yes. And I'm going to go first.
Yes.
Okay. So this is Saritha, and what's in my headphones is JMK by Sango and Xavier Omar. As previously stated, I love you.
Already done for me, yeah. When I say to you that I give my everything, and how could I lose it all? How could I lose it all? And your love is unusual, love is unusual. I don't deserve these chances. It's illogical, you using life as ransom for mine. So when they ask me, I say, oh.
Okay, guys, so this is not from Xavier Omar's actual album. This is from Sango's album. Sango is one of his very often used collaborators. And the song is so good. JMK stands for, I don't remember.
Jesus, My King.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I promise I'm saved. It's Jesus, My King. It's such a good song, guys. They use a sample. The music fades out, then fades back in. He does a little fast talk / rapping. Like, you get a little bit of everything when it comes to Xavier Omar, and it's a great vibe. Y'all know I'm into vibes right now, so you know it's a good look. Check it out.
Yeah. This is Simone, and the song that's in my headphones is Real Ones, Alex Faith featuring Adon Bean.
Hands in the air for the real ones. It's a lot of rappers rapping, but you know that we don't feel them. We only breaking bread with people you know we can build with. Whipping in the kitchen, cooking, all my people feel it.
us. It's a lot of people talking, but you know that we don't listen. I ain't sitting at the table if I don't enjoy the feeling. You down, okay, to turn it, shout it, bringing down the building.
I can't believe what I've been seeing. Yeah. These rappers with a platform don't know what they believe in. Like Jesus is an active, tied hands of divine being. Here's the smallest.
This song gave me all of the life when I first listened to it, because sometimes you just need like a nasty sound and hip hop beat. And the moment that I pressed play and just heard just that distortion, I was like, I don't care what they say. I'm here for the beat. It was really, I've been on Luke Cage for like the past couple of days, and it just really gave me the feeling of like, one, like they've been playing a lot of like old rap music, like a lot of Wu-Tang and stuff, and I've been getting my whole life to that.
Oh, yes.
And this song really made me feel like it was a current version, but gave me the same kind of nostalgic feelings because it was just that nasty, grimy kind of beat. So I'm not gonna lie. Can't really say I know what the song's about because it had me at the beat, and sometimes the beats like that, y'all know about the bars, but this time they got me on the strength of the beat. So check it out, listen to it. It's something that feels real good, good vibes, just like Sarita said. So check it out, buy it, and enjoy it.
And all the right buttons, and they put your best together, and I still stand above it. The label that you signed to take all of your.
About it, but it's been real.
Yeah, guys, it's so late right now. Well, at least 30 something late. We're yawning, but we don't want to drink coffee because it's too close to bedtime. Life is hard.
Yes,
but it's time to go.
It's time, guys. It's time. So one, and the number one person that we want to thank is our program director, Courtney P.
Yes, she's cookie-less today, she's pearl-less today, but she is still serving that good work in terms of keeping us together, keeping us on time, and having us play games that confuse us and make us fight.
We also want to give a huge shout out to the collective. We are starting up again on the 18th of October with a post by our friend Tani Wins.
Yeah.
Yay. And then I, Sarita, will have my own post coming up on November 1st.
Oh my God. Guys, I'm so hyped. I read Sarita's blog, and so I'm most hyped about hearing this piece. And yes, just sending that in for no reason at all.
Right.
Guys, we know that you already have, but once more, one more time, go ahead. Visit that website, www.cleanearshow.com. So much wonderful stuff. You get prayers. You get the collective. You have all of our past episodes. You have our gorgeous photos. You have our Patreon link right at the top of the page for you to donate some money to the cause. Hashtag we need mics.
Yes.
Hashtag Courtney needs snacks.
Yeah.
Also, you have, there's another thing, the review button for you to leave us a review so you can get a chance to win one of two $20 Amazon gift cards. And guys, enjoy yourselves.
Right, have a good time.
Yes.
I don't want